Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today is our Green County Schools Superintendent for a few more days, is Tim Christensen, officially back with us now. So thank you very much, Tim, for coming back on.
Thank you, Coltrane.
Absolutely. Well, you're getting ready here to retire from superintendency of Green County Schools at the end of the month. And so I just kind of want to do a kind of a final farewell for you here. And I guess, first of all, can you tell us a little bit about your educational career, about your maybe your first position after college and those subsequent positions that led you to where you are now as superintendent of Green County Schools?
Sure, Coltrane. Thank you. Just finishing my 32nd year in education. First 5 years, I taught junior high school social studies in Beamer, Nebraska, and also coached, drove activity bus, so did a little bit of everything. Small school, it was eight-man football. Then took a position at Lenox in southwest Iowa as junior high school principal and activities director. Was there for 3 years. From there, moved to Panorama, was middle school high school principal at Panorama for 4 years. Then went back and got my superintendency. I was superintendent at Harris Lake Park in northwest Iowa for 5 years. And then just finishing my 15th year here at Jefferson Scranton in Greene County, 1 year shared superintendent with East Greene as well. So,
well, now if you look back on your educational career, is there any favorite memories that you can share with us during that time?
I don't know that I can pinpoint one memory. As I look back, seeing kids be successful, seeing people be successful, I think that's the highlight of education. That's the highlight of life, is seeing people be successful. And I have been able to see a lot of that, and again, so a lot of highlights.
From there, you've been through, obviously, we've just talked about it, some transitions over your career as superintendent, from reorganizing with the former East Greene School District and JS, now to Greene County, to passing a bond for a new high school, career academy. Man, can you just walk us through, from your point of view, first about the reorganization period? Because that's got to be stressful on anybody, let alone in your chair as superintendent, then as well as passing that monumental bond for that new high school.
Again, going back to the reorganization, in my mind, that's part of the reason why I guess I was called to Jefferson Scranton at the time. Harris Lake Park we shared with Spirit Lake School District when I was up there. Harris Lake Park was a smaller school district, so I had some kind of experience. You know, we didn't reorganize, but had a lot of experience through that. So I think that was part of the calling to come to Jefferson Scranton. It was to be a part of reorganizing Jefferson Scranton and East Greene into Greene County. You know, at the time, I think everybody knew that was the direction that we needed to go. And, you know, I think everybody was very supportive. You know, I think that was a great time, Greene County. And like I said, I credit a lot of people for doing that. I don't take credit for that. Just help put those parts and pieces together. And I would say the same thing for the bond referendum. I take very little credit for that. The bond referendum and the new high school career academy, the remodeling of the middle school, those were some great ideas that came from people in the community. Again, were fantastic that people got behind, and they were the right idea for the right period of time. Again, it's been a long time ago, but I think people forget that the first bond referendum that I probably had my name on and would take credit for received 39% of the vote. The second one that we had a great committee and a lot of people doing some, you know, great things there, received 54%, which was the same idea again as the first bond referendum. But the third one was a totally new concept that again was community driven, you know, and that passed with 68-69%. So again, I credit the people of Greene County that came up with that idea. I credit the community members that were part of the committees that got people out to vote and educated people on that. So I take very little credit for that. I'm just glad that I could be a part of that whole experience, and again, want to credit the people that do deserve the credit for that, because there's a lot of them.
You can't neglect that there was a pandemic towards the end of your superintendency here. So where does that kind of rank in your overall education career? Because pretty sure when you first started in this venture, you never thought, I'd ever have to deal with a pandemic.
I would rank that as probably the most stressful period of time in my superintendency for sure, and so far in my educational career, just because you don't have a playbook for what you're doing there. I would have never dreamed that schools would have been shut down in March for the remainder of the year. So how do you finish the year, get kids to finish and graduate, you know? And then we spent that next summer trying to figure out how do we get students and staff and everybody back, the whole issue with masks, whether you agreed or disagreed with that. You know, again, extremely stressful time. I do give a tremendous amount of credit, again, to the school board and the school board members at the time navigating through that, because masks in particular were a polarizing issue. You had people on both sides of that, and I feel they did a good job of walking both sides of that there was times that, you know, we did require masks, and then there was a point where we lifted that mandate. So, again, that whole thing, very, very stressful But again, credit all the people that helped navigate and get through that. Teachers in particular deserve a ton of credit for doing all the work that they did. Again, I don't envy anything that they had to do over those 2 years, especially the 1 year where we had we're doing remote learning for a number of students and others in-house. Again, there's no playbook for that, and hopefully now that I think we kind of know how to do that, hopefully never have to do that again.
Well, other than that, do you have a philosophy or a kind of culture that you wanted to develop while you had your time here as superintendent? And then if you do kind of have something in mind there, do you believe you accomplished that over your 15 years?
Again, we've talked a little bit about this, that, you know, you gave me these questions in advance to look at so I could really sound eloquent. As I kind of reflect on what I think my philosophy, I think it's more of a philosophy of life. I want everybody that I guess come in contact with to hopefully be better off after they have left, you know, our exchange, whether that's a happier because we had an enjoyable conversation that maybe imparted a little humor. Maybe they're better at their job because I was able to impart some knowledge or provide them, you know, here's a resource that you can go look at. But again, I think if we all look at life, if we can make the person that we're interacting with just a little bit better, again, not necessarily no more or whatever, but just happier, feel better. And it may be just for the next 5 minutes or 10 minutes to have a positive interaction with somebody. I think that's been my philosophy, and not always successful, but I think successful far more than unsuccessful.
Obviously, our last question to kind of wrap you up here, what are the plans for after you do retire?
I actually spent my first 5 years teaching in Nebraska, so did not get those. There's not part of my IPERS retirement, so I actually have 3 more years of IPERS that I need to get. I've taken a job at the Fort Dodge Middle School as a transition student support service person. I'll be working with 8th grade students and teachers, you know, looking at attendance, grades, behavior, working with kids and teachers about that. So very excited about what I would say working with kids again. You know, that's the one thing about being a superintendent. You think you're going to impact more kids in particular, but the layers you get up, you may impact more, but you don't have as much contact with them. So I'm looking forward to have contact with students on a daily basis.
And that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Green County program. Here with Tim Christensen with Green County Schools. The new superintendent, Brett Abbotts, was hired and will start July 1st as Tim Christensen will step down as superintendent at the end of this month. You're listening to the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.